RNIB Scotland has recently held another Swap With Me event. It aims to help visually impaired people understand the duties and the work of bus drivers, and vice versa, to give drivers an idea of what it's like being a visually impaired person looking to travel on one of their vehicles. Now, the campaign runs across the UK, and the latest one was with First Midland Bluebird near Falkirk, and we have with us Jason Hackett from First to tell us about the day itself. Jason, how did it all go overall?
The day was fantastic, widely received from our drivers and within our community. It's always great to give our drivers and staff more experience when it comes to people with sensitive issues. So it was a great opportunity tying in with external stakeholders and work together on this initiative.
So tell us about the day then itself. How did all that go? What happened?
Yeah, we organised a meeting with a locally sensory centre in Camelin. And the purpose of was to raise the awareness for our drivers and improve our existing training plan program with our staff. And it also raises awareness of people with sensory issues and what it's like to have hearing and sight loss.
This was a day which was kind of on top of the initial training that drivers do get anyway. But from first point of view then, when you have, say, a new driver or you're doing some refresher courses, what's in place to help them understand perhaps those additional needs?
Yes, we do have that training, and it's in line with and disability training that's required. But what this did was it gave people that opportunity. It's more personal. They're seeing people with the sensory issues, they're experiencing what they're going through on a day-to-day basis, hearing and sight loss, and also raises that awareness for all passengers who are vulnerable.
Do you think it gave the visually impaired people, you know, a bit of a better understanding of what it's like being a driver? Because, you know, along with the day itself, you know, it's all about understanding the responsibilities that are there when they're out on the road as well.
I think everybody got an experience for what it's like for each other. It can be frustrating for both parties at some point, and not all disabilities are visual. So it gave drivers that understanding, but equally made them understand the importance of communicating with others.
Also joining us, we have with us Rebecca Notley, who is one of the First Midland Bluebird drivers. Rebecca, tell me a little bit about your job then. I mean, what is it like driving one of these buses on the roads?
It's fantastic. It's different every day. Obviously, you're dealing with different people, different types of traffic, road conditions, weather conditions. You're looking ahead, you're looking behind, you're watching what people are doing on the bus. It's a challenge.
Now, when you heard about the Swap With Me Day, what did you think, first of all?
I was quite interested, because it's good to know how other people are getting on and off the buses, what their experience is. So it's good to know how their reactions to getting on and off and dealing with drivers that don't know what their situation is.
So tell me about the day for you then. What did you have to do? What kind of things were you put through?
To begin with, I was blindfolded, represent like a blind person getting on and off the bus, and somebody let me hold on to their arm and take me on the bus, and he asked me to put the pass on the Almex. He then showed me to a seat. It was strange, very strange.
And you had someone showing you as well, you know, someone with a dog or a cane would just really be coming on themselves and trying to do that. Was that a bit of an eye-opener for you?
It was a bit, yeah. You don't know how far away the step is, how high the step is, where you're standing in, like, position to the Almex. So yeah, it's a challenge for them.
And also the visually impaired people got a chance to find out what it's like, you know, in your position, you know, you're in the cab and so on. Do you think they got a better understanding of you know, the pressures that you're under as well?
I think they did, yeah. Obviously, we don't know exactly what vision impairment they've got, so it makes our job a wee bit harder to understand what they're seeing and what they're not seeing.
So what would you do now then if you saw someone ahead at a bus stop with maybe a dog or a cane? What would sort of procedures would you go through?
I normally stop and ask them if they need assistance getting on, or are they all right? Do they want the bus lowered so they know that it's kind of in line with the pavement? Will you manage? And if they hand me their pass, I take it off them and put it on the Almex and then hand them the ticket and the pass back so it's in their hands. They're not having to reach in and try and find it.
Do you tend to find that people ask you, you know, to let them know when the stop is coming up?
Some of them do, but some of them don't. It's hard because obviously, you know, they're on the bus. You don't know exactly when they're going to get off to give them assistance.
Is it difficult to kind of remember exactly what stop, or do you find that quite easy yourself?
I tend to remember a certain person wants a certain stop, or like if somebody comes on and says they want to go somewhere, I do tend to put in mind that they'd want off at certain places.
These skills now you can kind of take with you, and do you think it really gave you a better understanding then? Do you know what it's like for someone then, perhaps who is, say, completely blind, just standing at a bus stop waiting on what they hope is going to be their bus coming?
Yeah, well, that's it. If I do come across that, I'd be able to help them a lot better.
So the training obviously covered visual impairments, Rebecca. What if someone was boarding the bus then and perhaps had a hearing impairment? Did you get some training for that as well?
There was a couple on the bus at the training day, and I said that I can do a little bit of sign language because of my mum. She works in Windsor Park for the deaf, and I've had kids in my class that have been deaf, and I've grew up with them, so I've picked up wee bits and pieces going through obviously school with them.
Rebecca's obviously gained a lot from the Swap With Me Day, Jason, but you know, it's only part of the training, and the ongoing training, in fact, that the first drivers go through.
That's correct. You know, we've got an extensive training programme. We're currently rolling out our Journey Makers course, which allows drivers to understand what it's like from a customer's perspective. And this drop-in session on the day gave us personal hand-on experience what it's like for people with sensory issues. And we're going to incorporate it into our training. When you speak to people and you have these kind of events, you realise how personal a subject this is with people. No, it's not just work-related, it's a personal life. We've all got family members, and you'll be surprised how many people have sensory issues.
So there are comprehensive training methods in place with FIRST, and as you say, Jason, the SWAT With Me really adding to that. What about the feedback from the day? What was that like?
Yeah, there was a lot of good feedback on the day. Staff were asking how they can learn sign language, even just to the basic state of asking somebody if they need help or assistance, which I found was very positive. And equally on the day, we learned from the customer's point of view frustrations they go through, for instance, putting a hand on the ticket machine, and there's perspex around it, they can't actually see the perspex. There's a lot of learning curves on the day we're all taking on board.
And the Swap With Me events will be taking place around the UK, courtesy of RNIB. We'll keep you updated on the whereabouts of those. But in the meantime, to Jason Hackett and to Rebecca Notley, thanks both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.